You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise and exalt you today. You are Almighty God. Lord, we walk before you and are blameless. We're blameless because of your Son, Jesus Christ, made us blameless by dying in our place on the cross. And we, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins. Lord, we exalt you today. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives to rescue us from the pit of hell. We worship you, Lord, and dedicate the rest of our lives to serving you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Boy, what an awesome God we serve, huh? Hasn't God been good to you? Just blown away here today by the mercies and the forgiveness and the grace of God and everything that Jesus did on the cross for us. Now, you're listening to WGOD Radio. My slogan is all truth, all the time. Now, that slogan comes from because I work in a radio station as well, and most radio stations have some kind of slogan. Here at WMIE 91.5, it's Today's Modern Worship. Well, if I owned my own radio station, and if the call letters were available, it would be WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. You see, God's always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, people say it all the time. I need to hear a word from God. Well, if you need to hear a word from God, I encourage you to go to where God is speaking, and you will hear his words as much as you want to spend in his time. You will hear words and words and words, and God will speak to you all day and all night long. The question I say to you is a question God says to me many times. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? In his word, God is always speaking. I encourage you to go there to hear what he has to say. And this is exactly what we are going to do here right now. And this is what this radio program is. We go to his word, let him speak. He's speaking today in Revelation chapter 7, starting in verse 1. Now, after these things, all right, now these things were the first six seals of chapter 6. We saw the four horsemen of the apocalypse. We saw the souls of those under the altar in verse 9. We saw this cosmic disturbances in verse 12. That was the great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, and the moon became like blood. It's funny, there was a blood moon. You know, you read about it and hear about it. We've already had two so far, blood moons, and they both have fallen on Hebrew feast days. We saw a Passover, and then I believe it was the Feast of Booths just a couple of weeks back in early October. And then again next year, there'll be two more blood moons. And a blood moon is a total lunar eclipse where it appears that the moon, well, the moon is like a coppery red due to atmospheric conditions. There's two more of those coming up next year, again on Passover, and then this time toward the end of September at September's full moon. So those were those judgments there, chapter 6. Now, chapter 7, we're going to see the 144,000 Israelites sealed. Now, after these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, so that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." All right, first off, notice here in this case, wind is judgment. Now, I've heard it said before many times, there is no more judgment today, that all of the judgment of God was carried out on the cross. And I say that that's not true. There is still judgment today. There will be judgment coming up tomorrow. There's the judgment of God right here in this text. Many people think lots of things out here today are brought about from the judgment of God. That's not the question. The question is, when you consider whether or not something, earthquake, disease, whatever it may be, can something be brought on from God or allowed by God as judgment? Now, the way to always answer that question as you consider it is this: has God ever done that in the past? And if the answer to that is yes, then very well so, something could be the judgment of God. Now, here we're going to see it again in the future. We're going to see the wind is going to bring judgment. Chapter 7, verse 1, these angels standing at the four corners of the earth, that's north, south, east, and west, they're holding the wind so that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. This wind is going to bring judgment. Other than that, you know, I stay out of that because we don't know. And all we do is speculate. You know, when you see AIDS or Ebola and hurricanes, and people are so quick to say, well, this is the judgment of God. Not me. I don't say that because I don't know that. We can't make a statement like that. Something is the judgment of God. That's when we become ignorant because we don't know what's the judgment of God, what God allows, and just happenstance. You know, life happens out there. Have you noticed that? Life happens. Good people get sick. Little children get cancer. Bad things happen to good people. Life happens out there. God's not responsible for that. For some reason that I don't know, he allows these things to happen, and he doesn't always answer our prayers. He doesn't always answer our prayers for healing. I don't understand it. This I know, God is good, but bad things do indeed happen to good people. So let's move on here from this. I just want you to see that wind here in this case is going to bring the judgment of God. So to be on the earth at that time and wind to bring judgment, it would be erroneous of you to say, well, God never brings any judgment because all the judgment's been carried out of the cross. Not true. God is going to bring judgment here because he's God, and he can if he wants to because he is sovereign. Notice also, we see that God is going to seal, or these angels are going to seal, the servants of God on their foreheads. Now, this seal represents protection and ownership by God, much as he protected Noah from the flood, Israel from the plagues of Egypt, and Rahab and her household as well in Jericho. So do you see that? Look at that. The servants of God will be sealed. Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. Did you know that you were sealed as well? The same as these 144,000 are going to be sealed. You, my friend, are already sealed. Did you know that? Where does it say that in the Bible? Well, two places at least. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, it says, "Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and has given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. I love that Greek word, arabon. That word is from classical Greek. The word meant back then, engagement ring. You are engaged to Almighty God. And the proof of it, the assurance, the guarantee, as Justin Wilson used to say, the old Louisiana chef, a guarantee, the guarantee of that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the guarantee. You have been sealed with the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. Think about it. Guarantee it. You see, and you hear advertisements on the radio and people on TV, used car hucksters and salesmen and people and advertising things. And what do they say? We guarantee it. Or this car comes with a lifetime guarantee or warranty. But God says that you are sealed with the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of what? Better things to come. Paul said, eye has not seen, nor is ear heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those who love him. You have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you as a guarantee. And guess what? It's not based on you. It's based on him. Salvation is not based on you. It's based on him. God has wrought the work of salvation, not you. You didn't do it. God's done it. Thank God you didn't do it. If you did it, you could lose it. God did it. He can't lose it. And he's given you the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. Write it down. Take it to your spiritual bank. God's guaranteed it. He's promised it. And let God be true and every man a liar. You have got the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Just like these 144,000 will be, guess what? You already are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Again, let's look at that verse again. 2 Corinthians 1:21. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. Verse 22. Who also has sealed us and has given us the Spirit in our hearts. Why? He goes on. As a guarantee. As a guarantee. You are guaranteed entry into the kingdom, not because of your works, friend. Not because of your lack thereof, but because he's given you the Spirit. God has done the work. Not based on your perfection. It's not based on how many sins you're going to commit tomorrow or not commit tomorrow. God, on your receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, calling on the name of the Lord, believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you are given the Holy Spirit as a guarantee. Now, I got time for one more verse. Ephesians 1:13. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Who is, there's the Greek word again, arabon, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. What's God saying today on WGOD? If you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have in you the guarantee of salvation and eternal life. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with a new program here on WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio.